Steps to keep the project on track. Okay, let's look at the steps to we have been discussing this. The project manager face the challenge of keeping track of different aspects of project to keep them on track. So it can be done through supervision or inspection or looking at the schedule, identifying how much consumption has happened for time, resources, cost, and then a project manager can come to a conclusion what, or he can take an informed decision in terms of what needs to be done, like scope creep. If something happens in terms of scope creep, what I need to do? Okay, project deliverables can get affected. Like I talked about freebies, freebies also can get affected. Okay, so managing the scope creep, I just now talked about it. Okay, so preventing scope creep to avoid overwhelming the team with new elements introduced later in the project. See, cost of doing something after maybe a good amount of time has been spent on developing the feature becomes very, very difficult. Okay, let's say you are introducing a mobile app, but that mobile app doesn't have a biometric check functionality. Now, introducing this check during the testing phase of your project is very, very costly. Okay, because that time resources, many of the resources might have been released because testing requires minimal resource support. If any issues come, then maybe I had 10 developers during the development phase, but then in testing, I might have only 5. Okay, so in that case, it becomes an issue to ensure that the smooth functionality upgrade or the meet has been done properly. Okay, so managing scope creep is very, very important. Okay, project plan. Updating project plan so that it gives you a clear picture or realistic view of your project becomes important to track your project. Okay. Meetings. Holding periodic meetings with your predefined agenda to ensure all the issues are discussed and action items are as planned and assigned. Okay. So when the issues are identified, they have to be acted upon proactively. So once the periodic meeting gives you a way to identify the issues and fix them. Documentation. Clear, concise document. As I said, recording everything in a document format is gives not only your project, but other projects learning about what went well and what went bad. So doing a documentation to know what to do, how to do, becomes very crucial for your project. Clear documentation for all stakeholders, not only for this, but also from a communication point of view. Okay, communication, when you show it in a document format, people are very pleased. Yeah, something tangible I have received, which gives me a confidence that nothing is going wrong. Okay, so creating a documentation is must for your projects. Next is reporting. Just creating the document is not enough. Keeping it updated and sharing in a form of a report is also important. Reporting to all the concerned people or stakeholder, maybe in a summary form or a detailed form, to a steering committee meeting or key stakeholders, gives the confidence of your team and avoids any kind of confusion, which can lead to other kind of problem, communication kind of problems to the project. Proactive approach. Okay, it helps project manager. Reporting proactively helps project manager to track the project status accurately. So when proactive, instead of not waiting, it's like this. Your reporting cycle is, let's say, 10 days. So every 10 days, you have to, let's say, report something. So if you proactively check the status on the 5th day of your project and update it, then the task become a little easier. So you can identify if there are any issues at the 5th day itself or a 7th day itself and take a proactive actions, because at the end, changing something or correcting something at the last moment is very, very costly. Okay, please remember this. Okay, consistency in the project management. Okay, consistency in project management means, okay, having a consistent project management framework, so that, you know, or framework or software which helps project manager to track it properly. If you have something, no, somebody says, yeah, this dashboard is not looking good, create another one. So project manager's time, which can be spent in solving the problem, goes in creating a different kind of dashboard. Okay, so it is highly recommended that you stick to the consistent, there should be consistency in project management, how we are doing it. So turn the problem into success with a hard work. That's a point here, you know. Open mind. Okay, open mind, keeping an open mind to alternatives can help salvage the stress project. Okay, be open to ideas, suggestions, not only from your stakeholders, but also your project team. Because they are the ones who are working there. They are the better people to give you suggestions to overcome the issues. Okay, please have an open mind to understand the problem as well as find the alternatives. Next is monitoring budget. As I said, cost is very, very important for project. So tracking the real-time expenses against the budget helps project manager to make informed financial decisions. And any cost escalations can be stopped. Cost escalation is you have overshoot it and you require more money for the phase. You know, that's cost escalations that can be avoided. Okay. Early warning signs. Highlight variances. So early alerts. You know, you can set up alerts in the schedule as well, which will give you something happens. You know, people are not able to finish the work in a specific time or a specific cost, then automatically alerts will be generated, which can highlight variances, and you can save the time in terms of, you know, if you see that the time taken is more than the expected, then this kind of warnings, you know, you can discuss with the team and come up with the solutions and alternatives to solve the issues. Okay, unscheduled overtime or deteriorations, you know, in the quality of deliverables must be tracked by the project. Okay, because, you know, some many times, you know, what happens when there is a time crunch, quality is most of the time compromised, and that is where the quality is deteriorated. Okay, and it many times, you know, deteriorated quality also requires correction, which leads to again overtime. Okay, so this is a kind of a vicious cycle, you know, which you need to overcome. Authority and accountability. Giving the project manager complete authority to run the projects come with a full accountability for the results and all related outcomes. So project manager, when he is responsible for doing the work related to project, is also accountable for the results which are produced as a part of this work. Okay, so right balance of supervision and authority has to be there with the project manager to do the task. So now let's look at, we looked at, you know, just now, steps for creating successful project schedule. Now let's go to the culture of tracking schedule and time. So as I said, you know, each organization's way of handling things is different. So establishing a culture of time and cost tracking within the organization and project is very, very important. It is a kind of encouragement that, you know, team needs to do this, you know, in a way to ensure that there is an improved association with the project, as well as the compliance to policies and norms set up by the organization. Okay, so in this, when we talk about culture of tracking the schedule and time, you know, timely and accurate entry of time spent on a task is very important, which is called time sheeting, you know, in a normal language, you know, when we talk about time, entering the time into your time sheet, ensuring that the time is accounted for, the time you have spent against the project's productive activities. Okay, senior management commitment is also very important. See, many organizations, you know, if the senior management is not in favor of your project, many times the project can lead into the resistance. Resistance can come up, and then this resistance can many times lead to a lot of problems for your project. Role of a project manager in tracking project. What a project manager needs to do when he is tracking. Okay, first of all, progress evaluation. So establishing a unit of measure. Now, how will you measure? We saw that there are different ways in which you can track your project. Okay, activity based or milestone based, or depending on what your project's requirement is. Project manager can define, this is the way we are going to do this. Okay, the schedule is milestone based or detail based. Based on that, you can decide how am I going to track it. So reports which you are producing, they should align to stakeholders' requirement as well. Okay, depending on the project type, if it the complexity as well, or the quality which is required. Okay, or the are there any compliance which are related to project? All this needs to be taken care of in the project. Okay. Next is managing schedules. Okay, project manager needs to manage a schedule. Very important task of a project manager, using milestone or task list to manage a schedule and focusing on ensuring the work gets completed within the set timelines and ensuring that current schedule is updated so that we are able to get clear picture about what was planned and what is actual. Okay, and if there are any issues, new start dates, end dates are updated to the schedule, or adjustments are updated to the schedule. Okay, that way it becomes very clear not only to the project manager but to all the stakeholders that what is happening in a project. Okay, resourcing, utilizing the scarce resources and abundant resources logically is very important. Many times scarce resources, there is a cement which is being used on project. Similarly, there are other resources also which are used in a construction project. Many times the scarcity, like a labor scarcity, can happen. Okay, the skilled resources are not available. It can impact your schedules and tracking as well. Okay, so this scarce resource should meet, we should ensure that the availability utilization is according to the tracking which is being set, or schedule requirements or project requirement which has been set. Leveling them so that the utilization is proper is very good. There is no overloading or idling of the resources. Okay, and if required, you can make adjustment to the schedule to ensure that this overloading or idling is removed. Okay, scope changes. We have talked about scope changes in terms of maybe scope creep. So implementing the changes into scope by appropriate method, which is called change control method or change management, is very much required. So change requests are formal requests for change, and scope creep is something which is enforced on the project. Okay, so change request, implementing change request requires effort. These are formally approved by stakeholders and team that the effort is worthwhile in investing these changes. So change management is very much important. So how you handle the changes through approval process or offhand, that is very, very important from the project's tracking point of view. Approved formal change requests are something which a team will feel committed to, but freebies or scope creep, maybe team will not be very happy to cater to. Okay, impact on quality. Okay, due to regard to the quality deliverables while tracking or accelerating schedule and incorporating change required in quality and specification as a scope change without affecting the project reputation. Okay, you have to give a due regard to the quality of the deliverables. Okay, if you have a time crunch, you cannot say that something happened, and you know, something I do not like to do that. Okay, so talking about quality, when we talk about quality, quality is very important on a project. Okay, you cannot say that, you know, you created a world class, you know, a good product, but their packaging is not good. It can hamper. Okay, or you created a good packaging, the product itself is not good. What is the point of that? Okay, so ensuring that, you know, quality is checked at all the stages or all aspects of the project is very important. Okay, now let's talk about quickly about WBS and schedule tracking. We have looked at what is WBS. The word rings a bell, like, you know, work breakdown structure. So it's a hierarchical decomposition of the project. Okay, so scope is divided into small tasks, and then it is tracked. So once you create WBS, you start scheduling and tracking this, and those activities are assigned resources, assigned duration. They are linked with different. If you remember, we talked about different types of dependencies which are created for the project. No, finish to start, start to start, start to finish. You know, this also can, you know, affect your tracking. How you track, you know, how do you compress your schedule or check your schedules? So ensuring that monitoring the progress of the project against the project schedule, it becomes easy using WBS and maybe with the help of different kinds of software. Okay, so when we talk about WBS, okay, monitoring completion of individual task and work packages becomes crucial. So you project manager's task when he develops a schedule is create a WBS, and each of the lower level tasks are assigned to the resources. So monitoring those tasks as against the actual progress of whole set of those tasks becomes crucial. Schedule tracking also involves updating project schedule, reflecting any kind of changes which have been happened. You know, change requests keep on coming. Change is inevitable. It can come from the first day of your project till the last closure of your project. So handling those changes also becomes very, very important to ensure that the stakeholders are also happy and the team is also happy. Right. So let's quickly summarize what we have learned through this section is tracking is crucial for project management, and it enables measurement and reporting of project status in terms of milestones, tasks, activities to achieve predefined project goals. Identifying the bottlenecks or ensuring that resource utilization is proper, addressing the issues, risk in a project becomes much more important from project's point of view. It is a responsibility becomes to the project manager to ensure that all these are taken care of. Okay, identifying areas. See, let's say when you completed one phase, when you proceed to the next stage or phase, you ensure that the learnings of this stage or phase are carried forward into next stage. You should not repeat your same mistakes again and again. Okay, so identifying also areas of improvement becomes crucial. Okay, so tracking as a project becomes very, very important from the project point of view to ensure that the goals set by the project are achieved. So thank you very much, and see you again.